I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a beautiful spring morning. There's great sunshine out there altogether. It's warm and the spring lambs are bouncing about like spring-loaded woolly cushions. They're all over the dale, leaping up and down. So here I am, a stack of CDs, a cup of coffee, and lots to get through. So I'm going to kick off straight away with a track from an album from Ralph McTell, one of our national treasures. The album is called The Gates of Eden, and it's Ralph's interpretation of songs by people who've been massively influential on his songwriting career. People like Big Bill Brunsey, Blind Blake, the Reverend Gary Davis, Bob Dylan, and Woody Guthrie, arguably one of America's greatest folk poets. So I'm going to kick off with Ralph's version of a song from Woody Guthrie. It's his great song about migrants heading to California from the dust bowls of America. This is Do Re Mi, and listen out for the great tuba work on this.
Thousands of folks back east, they say, you're leaving home every day, and they're treading the hard old dusty way to the California line. And across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl, and they think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here is what they find. While the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. If you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, you ain't got the do-re-mi, well, you better get back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. Now if you wanna buy yourself a farm that can't do no one no harm, taking your vacation by the mountains or the sea, don't swap your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are, and you better take this little tip from me. Cause I look through the one ads every day, and the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, you ain't got the do-re-mi, well, you better get back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, it's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. If you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Wonderful stuff. Great version of the Woody Guthrie classic Do-Re-Mi from Ralph McTell's album The Gates of Eden. And by the way, I've got the sleeve notes here. Adrian Davis was the man on tuba and sousaphone there. I think we should all get rid of bass players from our bands and get sousaphone and tuba players in. It's much more, I don't know, it makes me smile a little bit, which bass players hardly ever do. However, I'm chunnering on, because now I want to play you another Woody Guthrie song. This one is called The Ludlow Massacre. If you're not familiar with Woody's work, then this is another of his great songs. Woody, of course, a fighting working man. On his guitar, he had the words, "This machine kills fascists," and he did his level best to try and support the working man and his struggles across America and across the world. The Ludlow Massacre tells a true story. And here it's sung by Derry Farrell, who's part of a band called Four Winds. When I saw him recently doing a cracking night at Settle Victoria Hall, he gave me a copy of the album he's recorded with Four Winds. And this, for my money, is one of the best versions of The Ludlow Massacre ever.
It was early springtime and the fight was on. You drove us miners out of our homes, out of the homes that the company owned, into the tents in Little Ludlow. We were worried bad about our children. State troopers guarded the national lines. Every once in a while a bullet would fly and kick up gravel all round our feet. We were so afraid that you'd kill our children. We dug a hole that was 10 foot deep, and we brought the children and the pregnant woman down inside the hole to sleep. It was late that night, you soldiers waited till us miners, we were gathered round our little camp town and soaked our tents in kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze it started. You pulled the trigger on your Gatling guns, made a run for the children, but the firewall stopped me and 13 children died from their guns. Carried my blanket to a wire fence corner, watched the fire till the blaze died down. I helped some people drag their belongings while your bullets killed us all around. You should have seen the looks on the faces of the men and women that very day, as you stood around to preach the sermon and lay the bodies of the dead away. So we phoned up the governor to call out the president. Asked him call off the National Guard, but the National Guard belonged to the governor. I guess he didn't try very hard. So the women from Trinidad took some potatoes up to Wallensburg in a little cart. They sold the potatoes and brought some guns back and put a gun in every hand. It was late that night, guns and the redneck miners. They shot the soldiers. You should have seen those bastards run. So we took some cement and walled the cave off where those 13 little children died. And I thank God for the Mine Workers Union. And then I hung my head and cried.
The Ludlow Massacre, great version of the Woody Guthrie song from the album The Four Winds. The band The Four Winds, lead singer and bouzouki player, the great Derry Farrell. Now, in these shows, I usually try to play a classic track from years long gone. And this week, I'm going to play a track which comes from a band called Stockton's Wing, arguably one of the finest folk bands to come out of Ireland. Their album Jigs, Reels and Songs has got some truly classic instrumental pieces on it, including this, their version of Queen of the Fair. For my money, any track that starts with a jew's harp and a banjo has got to be worth 9 points out of 10 before you've heard more than a couple of bars. I do love this band, and I love the fact that their choice of instruments are what my Dublin grandmother would have called eclectic. Thank you. round the house and mind the dresser. Stockton's Wing there from the album Jigs, Reels and Songs with a set they call Queen of the Fair. The first tune's Queen of the Fair. The last one was Miss McLeod's, I think. I'm not sure what the name of the tune was in the middle. And I don't have the CD in front of me because it's on the shelf somewhere. And to be honest, me coffee's going cold. And I'm not going to plough through the shelves to tell you what the middle tune is. It can be your homework for over the weekend. I'm sure somebody will email me and tell me what it was. One of my favourite bands ever, Stockton's Wing. Now, I was tempted, because there's going to be about 18 tracks in this show, I was tempted to play this next track 18 times. Yep, because it is fantastic. I've already played one track by Tim Grimm. It was his single about Woody Guthrie's landlord, who just happened to be Donald Trump's father, who didn't like black people staying in the properties he owned, which were mostly derelict slums in any case. Tim is a farmer and a protest singer, and there's a rumour that he may be coming across the pond to perform here in the UK sometime in the future. This, I don't need to tell you what it's about, because it's just called Gonna Be Great. And you've heard those words before, over and over again. But I will give you a clue. I mentioned Donald Trump's father a little while back. Well, as they all say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Birds fly south, birds fly north, ships set the sail. From every port, it's a terrible wind that's gonna lead to a terrible storm. You can batten the hatches, point fingers of blame, sharpen swords for the bastards that snuffed out the flame. You only believe what you already believe. It's our lesser angels that got too near. The votes are all counted, it was worse than we feared. The water's been poisoned for dozens of years. And don't look at the sun in a house full of mirrors. You kept telling us all we were gonna be great, but the lies in his mouth were twisted with hate. We woke up this morning on the wrong side of fate. Now there's a gun to our head, and mystery's gone. We have to pick up the pieces and write a new song and wonder what the hell went wrong. He's a businessman in a business suit, knows nothing about mercy, nothing about truth. The question now is, what are we gonna do? Barrel full of monkeys walked out on a limb, ran into the tower that was named after him. We all survived by the hairs of our chinny chin chin. They put the pedal to the metal, spewed the thick black smoke. We keep telling ourselves it's only a joke. You only believe what you already believe. Telling us all we were gonna be great, but the lies in his mouth were twisted with hate. We woke up this morning on the wrong side of fate. Now there's a gun to our head and mystery's gone. Have to pick up the pieces, write a new song and wonder, oh, what the hell went wrong. Smarter on the internet, it's like being in prison with your own best friend. You only believe what you already believe. You make your own facts, Make your own truth, make your own reality for them and for you, and you do whatever the hell you wanna do. Democracy's dead, I've heard some people say, or maybe they just took it and hid it away, thrown down on the dirt inside a dark, deep cave. Sealed with a stone, they rolled into place, washed their hands of compassion, poetry and grace. We all bear witness now, we've seen their faces. He kept telling us all we were gonna be great, but the lies in his mouth were twisted with hate. We woke up this morning on the wrong side of fate. Now there's a gun to our head and mystery's gone. We have to pick up the pieces and write a new song and wonder what the hell went wrong.
Truly wonderful songwriting there from Tim Grimm and the Family Band. The album is called A Stranger in This Time. And I suppose we're all starting to feel strangers in our own time. That was called Gonna Be Great. As if. Well, let's have something that's going to cheer us all up now. I can find very little out about this next track, apart from the fact that the father of one of the children concerned sent it to me. I've written back to him asking him how old the kids are. The band are called Salutation. They all come from a school in Lincolnshire, and they look, on the photograph I've seen, to be, I reckon, about 13, 14, not much more. They've recorded a smashing album called Songs of Betrayal, and I'm going to play a track from it called My Son Edward, one of the great medieval ballads. But bearing in mind that these are young people, young teenagers, in my humble opinion, this is just fantastic.
She would not rule by me.
My Son Edward from the young band Salutation, their album Songs of Betrayal. I'm going to try and find out a bit more. I've written to the dad of one of the band, and I'll keep pursuing this because I think they're great. And they're, like I say, looking at the pictures, they seem to be sort of 14-ish. And if I was making music like that when I was 14, I would have been able to retire by the time I was 15 and three quarters. Now, I'm going to have to read this next bit because it is very, very interesting. A CD came through the P.O. box door the other day, and I put it on the player, and I thought there's something really familiar about this, not in that I knew the songs, but it felt as though I'd met an old friend, or I'd gone back in time and landed in a smoky pub somewhere, I don't know, Salford, Birmingham, Barnsley, whatever, and I was listening to some great music from the 60s and 70s. Well, let me just read you the notes that I've picked up on. Back in the late 70s, Phil Riley and Neil Mercer fronted a band called Kites. They signed to Polydor, released a single, and got ready to record an album. However, the single failed to take off, the label scrapped the plans and dropped them. After another failed stab at the charts as a member of a band called The Dots, Riley dropped out of music while Mercer pursued an academic career to become a professor of education at Cambridge University. Now, 40 years on from the original plans, the pair have got back together to finish what they started, Mercer adding mandolin, mandola pipes and percussion to their twin guitars. Well, like I say, it was like jumping back 40 years, and you could hear echoes of Ralph McTell, Harvey Andrews, Richard Digance, all those people that were frequenting the folk clubs of that time. But that's not to say that the album isn't great, because it is. It's got some terrific songs on it. That was just a long-winded way of saying that this is really good and reminded me of so much.
Well, black is black, something simple like that, don't you know, babe? It's not always right. It's not always right. White must be white, but it ain't necessarily so, babe. Depends on the light. Depends on the light. The road is hard, and it's long, long, long. And I sing my sinner's song.
Love that line about we're going to paint the town red, but there's no red paint left, just blue. I suspect there's maybe a little bit of a political comment in that song. I wouldn't be at all surprised, but listening to it made me want to go and get my crushed velvet loon pants out and my Afghan waistcoat with all the embroidery that smells of pee when it gets wet. Yeah, good stuff. Phil Riley and Neil Mercer from their album Lost Legions with Sinner's Song, and I will play you another track from that as the waves of nostalgia roll over me. Now, if you were listening to last week's show, you'll have heard me say that I'm going to celebrate the work of great little folk record labels. Well, I began last week with the letter A for Appleseed Recordings. I'm going to try and do it alphabetically. I couldn't find a record company that began with B, so I've gone on to C, Cladder Records. Cladder Records, founded in Ireland by Gareth Brown and Ivor Brown in 1959. It specialises in Irish traditional music and the spoken word. Gareth had been taking lessons in the late 50s from the master Irish piper Leo Rosam. And in fact, Leo Rosam was the very first person to record for Cladder Records. The second was the Chieftains, who made their very first recording with them. Well, since then, the company's gone on to feature people like Ronan Brown, Harry Bradley, Seamus Heaney, Liam O'Flynn, Dolores Keane, John Doherty, the great Donegal fiddler, Matt Malloy, Sean Keane, and Len Graham. It's consistently put out superb albums, and also it's functioned as a distributor for albums from other small labels specialising in Irish music. Consistently a great record company. They've done so much for traditional music and for poetry too, from Ireland. I'm going to start off with a couple of tracks from an album called The Poet and the Piper, which is a must for anybody who cares about the poetry of Seamus Heaney and the piping of Liam O'Flynn, one of Ireland's greatest pipers. The first track is a poem, The Annals Say, by Seamus Heaney, read by him. And that's going to be followed by Liam O'Flynn on pipes playing a tune called The Rolling Wave, which is followed by another jig called The Hag's Money. But first of all, it's Seamus Heaney with a poem about a miraculous event recorded in the annals.
The annals say, when the monks of Clonmacnoise were all at prayers inside the oratory, a ship appeared above them in the air. The anchor dragged along behind so deep it hooked itself into the altar rails. And then, as the big hull rocked to a standstill, a crewman shinned and grappled down the rope and struggled to release it, but in vain. "This man can't bear our life here and will drown," the abbot said, "unless we help him." So they did. The freed ship sailed, and the man climbed back out of the marvellous as he had known it.
Thank you.
Liam O'Flynn with two traditional jigs, The Rolling Wave and The Hag's Money. And before that, you heard Seamus Heaney reading his poem, The Annals Say. And that's from the album, The Poet and the Piper, on the Cladder label. Len Graham, I mentioned in the introduction to Cladder, is amongst the greatest of all Irish singers. A voice like honey being poured over velvet. Somebody once described it, but also a great gra, a great soul for everything he does. Well, he joined up with Gary O'Brien on mandocello, guitar and keyboard, and that brilliant fiddler Jerry O'Connor, and they dragged in Merchin O'Connor on accordion to form the group Skylark, which recorded a number of class albums for the Cladder label. From the album Raining Bicycles, this is their version, a beautiful version, of the traditional song Green Grows the Laurel.
I once had a true love, but now I have none. She's gone and left me, and I'm all alone. She's gone and left me, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. And it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I pass my love's window both early and late, but the look that she gave me, it did my heart break. The look that she gave me would 10,000 kill. She loves another, but I love her still. And this green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I wrote her a letter in grand rosy lines, but the answer she sent back was twisted and twined. You write your love letters and I will write mine. You write to your love and I will write mine. And this green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I wonder why women love men. I wonder and ever think why they love them. Women are faithful and kind, as you know, but men are deceivers wherever they go. And this green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I once had a true love, but now I have none. She's gone and left me, and I'm all alone. She's gone and left me, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. And this green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me.
From the album Raining Bicycles on the Cladder label, that was Skylark with Green Grows the Laurel. Well, a girl who went on to have a fantastic career as a singer of Irish traditional music and contemporary music who travelled the world and who was spoken of by Emmylou Harris and Nancy Griffith as being, quote, the voice of Ireland, was the wonderful Dolores Keane. I've been lucky enough in my life to spend time with Dolores Keane and also with her two aunties, Sarah and Rita. The afternoon I spent with the three of them together in County Galway will always be there in my memories. A wonderful singer, and her aunts taught her many of her early songs. Well, Dolores recorded her first album on the Cladder label. It was called There Was a Maid, and it marked her out right from the beginning as being somebody with an exceptional voice and a wonderful depth to her singing. Well, from that album, this is Dolores with the traditional song Seven Yellow Gypsies.
There were seven yellow gypsies all in a gang. There was none of them lame or lazy, oh. Sure, the fairest one is among them all. She is going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all our cash's money, oh. Oh, saddle for me, me pretty white steed, saddle him up so bonny, oh. So that I may go and find me young wedded wife, now she's gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, she rode west, but he rode best, until he came to Stradbally. Well, who should he find but his own wedded wife, she has gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, will you come with me, my pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all of cash's money, oh. What will you do with your house and your land? What will you do with your money, oh? Oh, what will you do with your two fine babes? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what will you do with your fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bonny, oh? Oh, what will you do with your own wedded lord? Now you're going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what do I care for me house and me land? What do I care for me money, oh? And what do I care for me two fine babes? Now I'm going with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, last night I lay on a fine feather bed with the sheets turned down so bonny, oh. But tonight I lay on a cold barn floor with seven yellow gypsies to annoy me, oh. Oh, will you come with me, me pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, me honey, oh? Sure, I'd rather get a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips than you and all your money, oh.
Seven Yellow Gypsies, Dolores Keane, from her Cladder album, There Was a Maid. Now, the Chieftains, a traditional Irish band formed in Dublin, November 1962. Paddy Maloney was the main man behind it. He was joined by Sean Potts and Michael Tubridy. The sound, I suppose you could say it was distinctly theirs right from the very beginning, heavily emphasising the Bowron, the fiddle and the Irish pipes. They went on to work on the Academy Award-winning soundtrack of Stanley Kubrick's 1975 film Barry Lyndon. Since then, they've gone on to make record after record, involving people like Van Morrison, Luciano Pavarotti, The Rolling Stones, Madonna, Sinead O'Connor, and Roger Daltrey, just to mention a handful. In fact, once I was sitting down with Paddy Maloney having a bit of crack, and I mentioned to him that, as far as I could find out, the only person of world renown who hadn't appeared on a Chieftains record yet was the Pope. And Paddy just said, "We're working on it."
Now, you're all in great spirits here tonight, so we decided we'd like to go down to Kerry. And down in Kerry, incidentally, they have all the the great music. They have all their hornpipes, jigs, reels, hop jigs, slip jigs and all them things, polkas. And they've also got slides. We'd like you to enter into the bit of gas or the bit of a hoolie that we're having on stage here, I hope. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Right, away we go now with three or four good fast-moving Kerry slides.
The Chieftains there with the irrepressible, unquenchable and unstoppable Paddy Maloney introducing the band playing Kerry Slides, and that comes from the album The Very Best of the Clodagh Years. Of course, the Chieftains, who are known throughout the world, recorded their first albums on the Great Little Clodagh label. Another label in next week's show. Now, Charlie Dore is, to me, a really fascinating singer and songwriter. I find her voice and her singing totally compelling. The late and great Joe Heaney, who was a Seán Nós singer from Connemara, the Seán Nós style was the old traditional style of singing unaccompanied, was asked what the secret of great traditional song was, and he said you have to live the stories in the songs. Well, Charlie Dore does just that. The track I'm going to play you now from her new album, Dark Matter, is called 15 Minutes with Danny Kaye. And a lot of people who remember spending part of their childhood listening to the BBC show Children's Favourites will recognise what Charlie's singing about here, and those who don't have that kind of experience will still see it as a song very much about a childhood media hero. Thank you.
band of steel around my chest, and I'm not feeling good. But if I close my eyes, I can go back home. Take a little sip of a 1950s day. I'm 4 years old, and it's a Saturday morning. I can hear the kitchen radio. Toast and voices drift upstairs. Uncle Mac, hello, children everywhere. But there was just one voice I loved all along. Cracking up the kids with his crazy clever songs. So give me 15 minutes with Danny Kaye. My whole day, it's a whole lot better. Give me 15 minutes with Danny Kaye, and the world's a better place. And Bing was king, but we love the jester. Best of all, the king of the tongue twister. Falling the jack on the kitchen floor. When it ended, we cried out for more. 'Cause when we heard that voice, it meant fun, fun, fun. And he was kind of handsome in a 1950s way. So give me 15 minutes with Danny Kaye. My whole day gets a whole lot better. Give me 15 minutes with Danny Kaye, and the world's a better place. Sing along. Give me an inchworm, give me an inchworm. Thumbelina knows a sword with a bone is no good at all. The emperor's got no clothes. To be a buffoon's a serious thing, he told us as a rule. To be a jester, unemployed, is to be nobody's fool. The ugly duckling became a swan, but still the jester died. When Tubby the tuba sang his song, that's the time I cried.
With Danny Kaye and The World's a Better Place. Charlie Dore from that album Dark Matter. A song which I think is about the people that bring happiness and joy to us, whether it's Danny Kaye, Les Dawson, or just somebody who comes into the pub and generally makes everybody smile, if they can do. I'm going to play you a track or two more from that album in the weeks to come, because I think it's a cracker. Now, here's a good one. This came from Nick and Ellie Sturrock in Dorset. Mike, just to let you know, you're playing out to two Dorset Shepherds about 250 ewes and jollying our lambing up no end. We even think we've heard some baaing along and a bit of hoof tapping in the background. Thanks so much for sharing your superb choices. Do you have any Dorset tunes? Tim Laycock has collected a few. Gotta go now. More lambs coming. Nick and Ellie. Well, I don't have any Dorset tunes immediately to hand, but I do have a song called Searching for Lambs. And let's hope, Nick and Ellie, that you don't have to go searching for too many. Span, the lead vocals of Maddie Pryor there with Searching for Lambs. And that's from the album Another Parcel of Steel Eye Span, remastered digital versions of some of their earlier analogue work. Great song. And that went out especially for Nick and Ellie Sturrock, who are at this present moment up to their armpits in baby lambs down there in Dorset. And by the way, Nick and Ellie, I went to the P.O. box this morning after I'd put this show together in terms of what I was going to play, and discovered a card from you, so thanks very much for that, and thanks also for the more than generous contribution you made to the show, because that'll certainly help us keep going, because I've just had to shell out on a new mic stand, because the old one has just collapsed. Anybody listening who wants to make a donation, just go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a donate button there. And a lot of people are donating something like £1 a month or £2 a month or whatever, and it just helps to keep the show on the road because we do have outgoings. And again, a huge thank you to Nick and Ellie, who have been more than generous. Now, one of the greatest Manchester Irish musicians is Angelina Carberry, who's now living in Ireland. She's for my money, one of the greatest banjo players on the planet. Terrific musician, great style, great technique, but also there's something subtle and immensely deep about all her playing, in fact everything that she does. Well, she's teamed up with an accordion player, button accordion player called Dan Broda, and they've made an album together called A Waltz for Joy. And from it, here's a great set of tunes: the Fairy Jig, the Cager Slip Jig, and the Friendly Robin. Shove the table and chairs out of the way, move some of them lambs, get your trouser legs rolled up and run round the kitchen or the lambing shed to this lot. I'm all out of breath. I was running round the shed here with a lamb under each arm and me wellies on and me trouser legs rolled up to the knees. Not a sight many people would be glad to see, I have to say. The Fairy Jig, the Cager Slip Jig and the Friendly Robin from Angelina Carberry and Dan Broda's album A Waltz for Joy. Chock full of great traditional music. Just got time for a few more tracks. I'm going to play another classic, another all-time classic from the folk scene. This is Malinky from their album Last Leaves, one of their early albums, the lead vocals of Corinne Polwart, with a great version of the traditional song The Light Dragoon.
A light dragoon came over the hill when the moon was shining clearly. There was a little lady, she knew him by his horse, because she loved him dearly, dearly. So dearly, there was a little lady, she knew him by his horse, because she loved him dearly.
Stuff from the album Last Leaves. That was Malinky with The Light Dragoon, the great classic songs of these islands. Now, in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be doing a special little folk label segment on Folkways / Smithsonian Folkways Records, one of the great, well, immeasurable the amount of good they've done to the world of folk music. But I thought I would give you a little taster by playing something from this CD I have here, classic maritime music from Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. This is a song called The Sloop John B, which many of you will, of course, know. In fact, it's a song I seem to have known forever and still sing it in the pub occasionally. Well, this is a version from the Dicey Doe Singers, based in Nassau in the Bahamas, and they sing traditional Bahamian songs. The Sloop John B tells of a sailor's life on sloops, which are small boats sailing amongst the islands selling produce. And what they do, their style, their unaccompanied four-part harmony singing, is typical of Bahamian singing. I have to say that when we play this in the pubs in Ribblesdale, we do occasionally get people who were once of the Methodist persuasion, but now take a drink or two, and when they sing, they put in loads and loads of great harmonies, because they've spent a lot of their childhood singing in the chapel. With this is the Dicey Doe Singers, and I don't know whether they're Methodist or not, but here they are with the Sloop John B.
We sail on the Sloop John B, my grandpappy and me. Round Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight. I feel so break up, I want to go home. So hoist up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail set. Boom, boom. Send for the captain ashore, let me go home. I want to go home.
Want to go home.
I want to go home.
Want to go home.
I feel so break up. I want to go home. The first mate, he got drunk. Broke up the people drunk. Policemen come on board and take him away. They take him to jail. Without any bail, I feel so break up. I want to go home. So hoist up the jumbie sail, gal. See how the mainsail set. Send for the captain ashore. Let me go home. I want to go home.
Want to go home.
I want to go home.
Want to go home.
I feel so break up. I want to go home. So hoist up the John B. sail, gal. See how the mainsail set. Send for the captain ashore. Let me go home. I want to go home.
Want to go home.
I want to go home.
Want to go home.
My feet so break up. I want to go home. I feel so break up. I want to go home. I feel so break up. I want to go home.
I want to go
home. That's the way to do it. The Sloop John B. from the Dicey Doe Singers, and that's from the album Classic Maritime Music on the Smithsonian Folkways label. And the celebration of Smithsonian is going to be coming up in a few weeks' time. The last track in this show is a small tribute I want to play to Chuck Berry. Without Lonnie Donegan, I would never have taken up the guitar, and without Chuck Berry, I and many thousands of other musicians would never have got into rock and roll, blues, and all kinds of other music. The first album I ever bought with my spends on a Saturday morning at Mazel Radio on London Road, Manchester, was Chuck Berry's album A Dozen Berries. Roll Over Beethoven, Sweet Little 16, Johnny B. Goode, Memphis, Tennessee. I played all of those in the various rock bands I was in over the years. He was rock and roll's first and finest poet, a poet of the America, of fast cars, the bayous, soda fountains, and fast and loose women. Here's the great Dutch blues man, Hans Thiesink, with his version of the Chuck Berry classic, Maybelline.
Saw Maybelline in a Coupeville, Cadillac rolling in the open road, nothing but I run a V8 Ford, Cadillac doing by 95, roam bump to bumper and side by side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing the thing that you used to do. Cadillac put on the head to four. Fuck her, I wouldn't do no more. Then got cloudy and it started to rain. I took my home for the peasant lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. Sure was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing a thing that you used to do. Not a motor go down, he went down. Then went out at a highway sound. Cadillac sitting like a ton of lead. 110, half a mile ahead. Cadillac looked like sitting still. I called Maybelline on the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Maybelline, you started back doing the thing you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing the thing you used to do. You started back doing the thing you used to do. You started back doing the thing that you used to do. Maybelline.
From the album Call Me, that was Hans Thiessink with his version of the great classic from the late and much lamented Chuck Berry, Maybelline. Sometime, if I can dig it out, I will play you Bob Davenport's version of Memphis, Tennessee, a definite classic of its own kind. Thanks ever so much for listening, and thanks for all the help over the last 4 and a bit years with the show, because it's been good having you on board. Lots more to come. Next week there'll be another celebration of a little folk label, and in the meantime, please spread the word, because we've got no brass for advertising. Do look after yourselves, because it's a wacky old world that we seem to be inhabiting at the present moment. Don't let the buggers grind you down. Take care. Be kind to each other, and watch out for Icky the Bear Bomb Fire Bobby, because I've heard that he is out and about. Ta-da.